You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria, 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe, 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood, 100.1 FM, Lake Charles, and KQJO 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Start singing, and then I do my dance and I feel, oh Lord, so good, my Lord. Listen, yeah, I can feel the Spirit moving, oh, I'm feeling moving.
Who know me, or who known of me, and I was told, I'm glad now I'm able to put a face to the voice that I've heard for years. And I took what was said, because before I accepted the Lord, I heard his word, but I didn't respond. On a Sunday morning, I heard, but I didn't know, because it was all about following mom and dad to church but not having an intimate or a personal relationship or a personal encounter with the Lord. But when you hear the voice and it's personal and you have an encounter, your life is different. When you surrender and truly surrender to the voice, you are a different creation. My brothers and sisters, there will come times that we will have a personal encounter with the Lord. He has so structured it that way. And whatever that personal encounter in your life will be, will lead you directly in the path of the Lord. For Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. And the reason for this encounter is that the Lord's desire is to get our attention. And every now and then, the Lord is expecting us to hear a word from the Lord. How can they hear? Preaching, my brothers and sisters, and teaching God's word is one way of having a personal encounter with the Lord. And there are times that the Lord will allow us to go through some things in order for us to acknowledge who he is. Antioch, God is a personal God. And he has personally invested something in each and every one of us. He has invested something in each and every one of us. I said that the word means, the word encounter means to meet unexpectedly. After the crucifixion of Jesus, there were two men who met a man on the Emmaus Road unexpectedly. And this man asked the question, who are you talking about? And what has taken place? And these two men explained what the situation was, the dichotomy of all of the things that had taken place concerning the life of Jesus, concerning his life, his death, his crucifixion. And they were unaware who this man was until they asked him to dine with him. As they walked, as they traveled down this Emmaus Road all that time, having a conversation about the Lord Jesus. But something uniquely happened over dinner. As they were sitting and talking continuously about this man called Jesus, the man who had the conversation with the two men began to take bread. And he began to break it. That was an unusual occurrence because the owner of the house normally who serves is the one who takes bread and offers the bread. But when you have a relationship with the Father, when you have understood his power and his presence, it is the Lord who is able to break bread. And he broke bread and he blessed it. And he supped with them. For the Lord is simply saying he's over the house. He's over the power of men. And because of this, the stranger immediately understood that the person that they were speaking to was our Lord, our God, and our Savior. Unexpectedly, they saw their eyes were open. Did not our heart burn within us as he talked with us along the way? As he opened up the scripture. When you are fulfilled with the word of God, your eyes become open. And the Lord God Almighty is moving upon us so that we will understand his infallible word. This was no stranger, but it was the King of Kings. My brothers and sisters, Antioch, what encounters have you had with the Lord? And was that encounter personal? And because it's personal, how have you responded to the one you encountered? When I look back over scripture, there was another encounter. The rich young ruler who had done everything according to the law. But Jesus said, I agree with you. But one thing you like, sell everything that you have and give it to the poor and come and follow me and I'll give you eternal life. And he went away, Jimmy, because he had much wealth. If any man come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. My brothers and sisters, there was an encounter Adam had. Adam had an encounter with God, the first man that God made in his own image, in his own likeness. Adam had an encounter with God, and God gave him specific instruction. I'm giving you dominion. I'm giving you power. But don't of the tree in the midst of the garden of knowledge and of good and evil. Moses had an encounter. Moses had an encounter at Mount Sinai. And this encounter was to embrace him as he saw a burning bush. And the Lord was simply saying, I'm sending you to become a deliverer for my children of Israel. And then there was Abraham. He had an encounter on the verge of killing, offering his son as a sacrifice. And a voice from the Lord said, do not hurt the lad. There's a ram in the bush. The Lord will provide. The Lord is telling the world that his encounter with man has always been personal. In your space. Because he's in your space is the reason he can get our attention. And as I thought about this topic, I'm reminded of the words of Isaiah, where he said in that 6th chapter, in the year the king Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, lifted up, exalted, with a train of his robe, filled the temple. Seraphim stood above him, each having 6 wings. With 2 he covered his face, and with 2 he covered his feet, and with 2 he flew. And one called out to another and said, holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. It said, and the foundation and the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filled with smoke. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, stop, put a point right there. In the year that King Uzziah died, why did Isaiah think it was important to speak of the death of King Uzziah? King Uzziah was a great king of Judah. He was an inventor. He was like so many other kings, he was prosperous in many ways. He had everything going for him as a king. He had his throne. But something impacted his life, as it does anybody who lives on this face of the earth who has power. Pride gets into the way. He had everything imaginable, everything at his disposal. He even had God on his side. But like every man who has power, pride always raises up his head. And because pride came upon him, he, like so many kings, stumbled. Was God revealing to King Uzziah, who was the earth, who was there as an earthly king, and was there in him something that he needed to wrestle with and move? Was there a king of kings that the Lord was trying to get in touch as Isaiah began to wrestle with this word? Was it that the Lord was seeking, God seeking something in Isaiah to allow his eyes to be open to reveal that the king here on earth, manly kings, cannot compare to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords? No matter how prominent they are, no matter how much power they have, no matter how much authority they have, they are earthly kings. Isaiah had this visual encounter. And this visual encounter was a manifestation of the Lord. And a manifestation, my brothers and sisters, is an event, action, or object that clearly shows the embodiment of something. What Isaiah witnessed was the embodiment, that is, he could only describe in layman terms. And what this tells us is when we enter into the presence of the Lord, words cannot describe the Lord. There are no adjectives in our language that can do justice to who God is. Isaiah said he saw him in a vision sitting on a throne, high and mighty. And what that tells us is that there are no earthly thrones that can compare to his throne. Isaiah sees God upon his throne, and that throne is high and lifted up, not only above other thrones, but exceeding them to rule and command them. That's authority. There are no thrones or king or kingdoms that can compare to his kingdom. Then Isaiah saw, when we see him speaking, he saw not Jehovah, which is the essence of God, for no man has seen that or can see it, but Isaiah see Adonai, God's dominion. Isaiah saw the Lord Jesus Christ. And this vision is